boxer Joe Louis just knocked out by Max Schmeling. Germany is triumphant. America is in shock. It's a publicity dream for the Nazis. Adolf Hitler calls Schmeling an Aryan Superman. Hitler considers Americans a mongrel race, doomed to the trash heap of history. Hitler says their mistake was freeing their slaves.
I had been humiliated, and I had to prove that I was the best heavyweight around.
A rematch is arranged, but this time it will be the fight that involves the whole world. Though attacked in the press, Joe just keeps training. In Germany, the Nazis expand their power. They build their army and prepare to attack their neighbors.
The second Joe Louis Max Schmeling fight took on a proportion far greater than any other fight in the history of boxing.
This is the feature attraction. 15 rounds.
This fight cemented the unity of the people of the United States vis-a-vis Nazi Germany.
Weighing 193, Max Schmeling.
And for one of the first times, if not the first time in American history, America symbolically was being represented by a black man.
The famous Detroit ground bomber, Joe Louis.
June 22nd, 1938. The rematch finally takes place. The hype is at a fever pitch. 70,000 people pour into Yankee Stadium to watch the fight live.
In his car, prancing and rubbing his feet in the rosin.
70 million people tune in via radio across the country. Over 100 million listen in around the world. The biggest audience to that date for anything, anywhere.
Max Schmeling standing calmly, getting last word from Doc Casey.
For Joe Louis, I can only imagine the immense pressure that he was under to go out there and perform, because he had a whole, almost the world on his back.
The fight is no longer just about boxing. It's a battle of ideologies, as Joe Louis knew all too well.
Schmeling represented everything that Americans disliked, and they wanted him beat and beat good.